I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Six pastors from the Chicago area joined Catholic Extension on a trip to the southwest border in order to learn more about the challenges facing migrants, as well as to financially assist a variety of outreach ministries. On the U.S. side of the border, the clergy visited the Providence Inn in San Benito, Texas, and the Human Development Project in Panitas, Texas, and spoke to a number of migrants, including those who had fled for safety. On the Mexico side of the border, they visited two places that assist those wishing to enter the U.S. as asylum seekers, those that had been recently deported back to Mexico, and those hoping to reunite with family members. Catholic Extension's Vice President of the Mission, Joe Boland, said they wanted the priests to experience the plight of migrants firsthand and what these missions are doing to help so that a face is put on the issue and they might share it with their parishes back home. Late Sunday night, President Trump sent out a tweet in all caps stating, "Never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the like of which few throughout history have ever suffered before." The White House is blaming Iranian President Hassan Rouhani for instigating the exchange of words and warned that verbal threats could lead to a military conflict. Trump's tweet came as a response to remarks from Rouhani earlier in the day, in which he said that, quote, "America must understand well that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with Iran is the mother of all wars." An Iranian analyst stated that the war of words was, quote, "the storm before the calm," citing the harsh rhetoric exchanged between the U.S. and North Korea before the summit between the two countries. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte has been suspended from competition until July 2019. The suspension will keep Lochte from swimming in the national championships this week, the Pan Pacific Championships later this year, and next year's World Championships. Lochte received an intravenous injection of vitamins in May, and while he did not take a banned substance, the anti-doping agency does not allow above a certain amount of vitamins to be injected intravenously. The suspension is his second in less than 2 years. He received a 10-month suspension following his behavior at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics, which is still being investigated. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of 57-year-old Auxiliary Bishop Juan José Pineda of the Archdiocese of Tegucigalpa, Honduras. The usual retirement age for bishops is 75. The reason for the auxiliary bishop stepping down is unknown except to his superiors, but it comes after an investigation into the archdiocese for irregularities. Bishop Pineda had been an auxiliary bishop for the archdiocese for 13 years. In a letter, the bishop said he would use his time for prayer, reflection, and personal formation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.